So here, 18 sense line, the first six, second six, the third six, they are all there. The first six are the internal sense bases within our physical form. The second six is the external sense data that come in. Then the third set is the consciousness, respective sense or consciousness that arise from all these sense bases. Then the sense bases, the six of them, external five with a common mind. So total six. So this mental is common to all. It's a common denominator for all. For seeing consciousness from the eye to arise, you also need mind. For hearing consciousness to arise, you also need mind. For smell, taste, tactile, thought consciousness, all six, the common denominator is mind. That's why you must understand mind. And the mind is mano, mundane mind. Whereas the pure consciousness, that is our nature, the true mind. So that true mind, when it is aware, there is no word, no aggregates of mind. From there is the direct seeing. But when you are not there, you are lost in thought, all these 18 sense lines create illusion for you to attach and grasp onto. That's why I ask you all, how do you know the world? Through your senses, isn't it? Without your senses, you cannot know the world. Then how do you interact with the world? Also through your senses, through your mundane mind, through your action, speech, and thought process. So all this, if you really have mindfulness, you observe, you can see how you function as a human being. Who are you? What are you? That is what self-knowledge is all about, that Krishnamurti tried to get you to understand. Then when you understand that all this has the universal characteristic and they are all dependent originating, that's why they are impermanent, lead to suffering, you grasp and cling and want things your way. And because of that, it is non-self, empty, not what you think. So the Buddha break free based on all this understanding. So Krishnamurti is self-knowledge, then he liberate. He got no teaching. So to understand him is very difficult. Understand? He got no teaching. But he himself realized he know what this thing is. Eh? He will not touch. He will know they are not real. They are only images. But he has no teaching to explain to you. So we are lucky because as Buddhists, we have the Buddha Dharma that the Buddha has realized. And he has set it out 2,600 years ago with such clarity and understanding and precision. That's why combining the understanding, you progress. And a lot of cultivators, if they have this true teaching, they will transform. Okay?